Hello, Gina here. How is everybody doing? Just wanted to check in with everyone, kind of see how your month is going, and to talk for a second about habits and the habits that we form. You know, habits take, they say, 21 days to form a new habit. Well, I'm sure it's the same when you're trying to undo a habit. 21 days to undo habits. Probably, I would bet, quite a bit longer because you've done something for so long a certain way and then you're trying to undo habits. We all have habits, and everything we do in life is a choice, and so much of what we do out of habit. And I'm going to just talk for a second about what I'm kind of referring to. And, you know, I've made a pact with myself a while back. It's been months now. I'm sure you recall the months where we said, okay, you know, find something that you want to stick to and stick to it, whether it be, you know, okay, I'm going to wake up every morning and go do cardio, or I'm going to work out 4 days a week, or I'm going to meditate 5 minutes out of the day every day, or whatever it is. We've set up monthly challenges. And one of those challenges that I've set up for myself on several occasions is to drink less protein shakes. And, you know, I did really well only having one shake a day for an entire month. And then little by little, you know how it is, and I'm human, it happens to all of us, those habits kind of, if you don't continue focusing on them, you go back to your old ways. And what's happened with me is I have gone back to my old ways. And, you know, one shake has turned into two shakes, and two shakes has turned into three shakes. And protein shakes, to me, are so hard to cut out of my plan. A, because they're so convenient. You know how convenient they are. And B, because I have perfected my protein shake. I know just exactly how many ice cubes, how much water. I've got the best blender. I know how to mix it up. And it's not just something I'm drinking like water. I don't just mix it up with water, shake it, and drink it. I've got it down to a science where this protein shake that I have is like ice cream. It is like pure ice cream. I'm telling you, it is like a milkshake. So why would I not want to have my protein shakes? So with that being said, my one shake has turned into two and three, and you know, they're delicious, and of course, you know, they're just protein shakes. It's not anything bad. It's not like I'm having a milkshake every day and I'm trying to break that habit. So it's been really hard for me to break this habit because it's really not a huge detrimental habit. It's not something that's really, you know, hurting me in too many ways, although it kind of is, because this protein shake that I ingest, I find that, you know, with the lactose that has in it and everything, I just found myself to be a little bit bloated all the time, and not too much, you know, TMI, but gassy, and that's something that lactose can do to you. So my little experiment with myself is, okay, I really want to cut out these shakes. I want to limit myself, which I've done in the past, to one. And I have found that I just can't do that. I need to just prove to myself that I can take them out of my diet for good, or not necessarily for good, but for a period of time, and just prove to myself that I can do it. It's more of a mental thing now for me. It's like, okay, the shake thing is really starting to own me and take control over me, and I want to own it and take control over the situation. This sounds so silly because we're talking protein shakes here, but it's a matter of, it's just the fact that it's owning me. So whether it's a protein shake, or whether you know, you're not getting yourself to the gym for workouts, or you're not going on a run outside, or whatever it is, activity-wise, whatever it is, if there's something that's owning you or having control over you, that's something that can start to bother you, because we are the ones that are in control, ultimately, of every decision we make. Now, so not to mention that the shakes are just, you know, causing all that, the bloating and all that nonsense. It's not a whole food, and you know, I'm really big promoter in whole foods over supplementation, over protein shakes, over protein bars, but of course they are super convenient, and so, you know, they're very realistic. But with that being said, when one shake is turning into three or four, and you're getting the majority of your meals from protein shakes, or the majority of your protein from protein shakes, that is not good. And I was finding that to be happening in my world, and I just had to put my foot down and said, you know what, this is, like I said, this is not going to control me any longer. So it was last Thursday, to be exact, so I'm almost coming on a week here of no protein shakes for me. And you might ask, well, why can't you just have one protein shake? Why do you have to totally eliminate them? And like I said, it is to prove a point to myself. I have found that, okay, one having it in my house is just too tempting, just like a lot of people say with peanut butter or whatever it is. And if you find what it is that tempts you, then you know what you need to do is just remove it from the house. If it's something that's just, you know, tempting you, then you just need to get rid of it. Get rid of it. And that's one of the biggest things that we need to do when we're trying to follow a plan, is that there's something that we know that tempts us, that there's a bag of chips or, you know, a box of cookies that just tempts us. And every time we walk by it, we're like, oh my gosh, it takes all of us to restrain ourselves. Well, it's so much easier just to eliminate it from your house. So rounding this up, I just want to let you all know that, you know, I'm like all of you trying to overcome little things that, little barriers, and mine is, you know, this protein shake thing that's just getting the best of me. But I have to say, I just made a decision, and that's what it boils down to, is making a decision, putting your foot down, doing what you need to do, getting it out of your house, setting your mind to something, and following through. So that is where I'm at right now. I've been 6 days clean of the shakes, and it sounds so silly because it's just protein shakes we're talking about, but it really boils down to the principle behind all of this. And with that being said, I feel so good. I have to say that the bloating has subsided, and I'm excited to see over the next couple days and week and even over the month, you know, how I feel. And I know that it's going to make a big difference, not only in how I, the bloating and all those factors, but just how I feel like I have more energy because I'm not drinking or eating those processed shakes all the time. And, you know, I feel a lot better. And more than anything, mentally, I feel better because I feel like, look, I made a decision and I owned up to it and I took control over it. It did not control me, which I was letting it do for so long. And I'm taking charge. So that is kind of what I've been doing. And, you know, what I've really found is that everything that we do is a habit. I found myself waking up in the morning and having my shake and oatmeal. And my shake, it was just a habit. I would wake up and that's what I would do. Just like you wake up and you make your bed or you brush your teeth. Everything we do is a habit. And, you know, then I would get home from the gym and after a workout, I would make my shake. And once again, it was a habit. I would walk in the door, set my bag in a certain place. You know that everything we do every day, day in and day out, and they become habitual. They become things that we don't even have to think about. And a lot of the habits that we have are great habits, like waking up and getting ourselves out and moving, getting up and moving around and getting exercise in. Those are excellent habits. But it's when a habit becomes something that you want to change and you can't change, that is when you need to step up to the plate, which is what I've done, and take control. So just know that everything you do is a habit. And if it's a good habit, keep up the great work, stick with it. And if it's a habit that you want to change, it's something that you just need to make up your mind and do and find something else to replace your habit. So now what I'm having to do is find different things to replace that habit. So what I do in the morning is I make my egg whites, and I have my egg whites instead of the protein shake and my oatmeal, and I have myself an excellent, wholesome, quality food breakfast. Instead of after the gym having a shake, I will have a whole protein with some vegetables and some sort of complex carbohydrate. And you know what? If I get in the mood for a shake, guess what I do? I blend up my veggies and I make myself a green shake. You know, one of my green shakes with my Mighty Vitamix blender. Make myself one of those green goddess shakes, come up with some great creations. You get quite creative, I must say. But I just find other ways to satisfy that same sense of having a shake. And that's what it's all about, is changing your habits and just creating new habits. So I hope everyone is doing well. And we are all in this together. We're all human. We all have our challenges and things we're trying to accomplish, whether it be eliminating something from your nutritional program or adding something into your plan, or, you know, adding in an extra day of cardio or weight training, trying a new class, whatever it may be. There's things that we're trying to create into our lives, and new challenges that we're trying to overcome and habits we are trying to make, or in my case, break. So a little bit on that. I hope everyone's doing fantastic. I cannot believe September is right around the corner. Keep digging deep, ladies. We are all in this together, and all of us have so much in common. You are never, ever alone. We are all facing the same difficulties and challenges. So just keep up the great work, and we will touch base real soon. Take care.